Why the demons beg Jesus for pigs, the demons request. The Bible is an extraordinary tapestry of stories that illuminate the majesty and power of Jesus Christ, revealing his divine authority and his unwavering mission to redeem humanity from the grip of sin and darkness. Among the myriad of narratives, the account of Jesus casting out demons from two possessed men and sending them into a herd of pigs stands as a profound testament to his unrivaled dominion over the spiritual realm. This story, chronicled in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, is not merely an exorcism tale, but a revelation of Jesus' identity, his mission, and the spiritual warfare he engaged in. It underscores the eternal struggle between good and evil, the recognition of Jesus' divine authority by demonic forces, and the transformative power of Christ's intervention in human lives. To fully appreciate the dramatic encounter with the demons, it is essential to first understand the earlier confrontation between Jesus and Satan. This confrontation took place in the wilderness, where Jesus, after fasting for 40 days and nights, faced a series of temptations from Satan, Matthew 4:1-11. This battle was not just a test of endurance, but a testament to Jesus' unwavering faith and his resolute obedience to God the Father. By rejecting Satan's temptations, Jesus affirmed his divine mission and his authority over the adversary. This victory was a crucial foundation for his subsequent miracles and exorcisms, including the episode with the demons and the pigs. As recounted in Matthew 8:28-34, Mark 5:1-20, and Luke 8:26-39, Jesus and his disciples crossed the Sea of Galilee and arrived in the region of the Gadarenes, or Gerasenes. Upon reaching the other side, Jesus encountered two men possessed by demons. These men, living among the tombs, were so violent that no one dared to pass that way. They were societal outcasts, tormented by malevolent spirits and feared by the community. The demons, recognizing Jesus, immediately cried out, "What do you want with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Matthew 8:29. This acknowledgement of Jesus as the Son of God by the demons is profound. It reveals their awareness of his divine identity and the ultimate judgment they would face at the end of times. The demons knew that Jesus had the authority to cast them out and to bring them to their eternal punishment. At a distance, there was a large herd of pigs feeding. The demons, knowing that their expulsion was imminent, begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." Matthew 8:31. Jesus, with his authoritative command, simply said, "Go." The demons then came out of the men and entered the pigs. The entire herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and drowned. This dramatic event caused a great stir among the herdsmen, who fled to the town and reported everything, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. The townspeople came out to meet Jesus, and seeing the formerly possessed men, now in their right minds, were overcome with fear. Instead of welcoming Jesus, they pleaded with him to leave their region. The demons' request to be sent into the pigs raises several intriguing questions. Why did they choose the pigs? What significance does this hold in the broader narrative of Jesus' ministry and his battle against the forces of darkness? First and foremost, the demons' plea to enter the pigs highlights their recognition of Jesus' supreme authority. They knew that Jesus had the power to cast them out, and that their time of judgment was approaching. By asking to enter the pigs, the demons were attempting to delay their inevitable torment. This request underscores their desperation and their acknowledgement of Jesus as the ultimate judge who would one day condemn them eternally. The pigs, considered unclean animals according to Jewish law, serve as a fitting symbol in this narrative. For the Jewish audience, pigs represented impurity and uncleanness. By allowing the demons to enter the pigs, Jesus was not only granting their request, but also using the event to symbolize the removal of impurity from the afflicted men. The destruction of the pigs illustrates the destructive nature of the demons and serves as a stark contrast to the cleansing and redemptive power of Jesus. This encounter also serves as a powerful demonstration of Jesus' authority over the spiritual realm. Throughout his ministry, Jesus performed numerous exorcisms, healing those tormented by unclean spirits and showcasing his power over Satan's dominion. By casting the demons into the pigs and witnessing the subsequent chaos, the people could see the tangible evidence of Jesus' divine authority. It was a clear message that he had come to liberate humanity from the grip of evil. The townspeople's reaction to this miraculous event is both revealing and tragic. Instead of rejoicing over the liberation of the possessed men and recognizing Jesus' divine authority, they were more concerned about the economic loss caused by the destruction of the pigs. Their plea for Jesus to leave their region reflects a misplaced value system, where material wealth was prioritized over spiritual salvation. This reaction serves as a poignant reminder of humanity's tendency to cling to earthly possessions and comforts, often at the expense of spiritual well-being. The people of the Gadarenes preferred their economic stability to the transformative presence of the Savior. This episode challenges us to examine our own priorities and to recognize the supreme importance of spiritual liberation over material gain. The story of the demons and the pigs holds broader implications for understanding Jesus' mission and the nature of his kingdom. It foreshadows the ultimate defeat of Satan and his forces, a theme that runs throughout the New Testament. Jesus' exorcisms were not just isolated miracles, but signs pointing to the arrival of the kingdom of God, where evil would be vanquished and humanity restored. In casting out demons, healing the sick, and raising the dead, Jesus was providing a foretaste of the kingdom of heaven. These miracles were glimpses of the restored creation where sin, sickness, and death would no longer hold sway. The liberation of the demon-possessed men from the tormenting spirits was a microcosm of the larger liberation that Jesus was bringing to the world through his life, death, and resurrection. The fact that this miracle took place in the region of the Gadarenes, a predominantly Gentile area, also hints at the inclusive nature of Jesus' mission. While his ministry was primarily focused on the Jews, episodes like this one reveal that the good news was not limited to Israel, but was destined for all humanity. The exorcism and the subsequent transformation of the possessed men were a testament to the universal scope of Jesus' redemptive work. The story of Jesus casting the demons into the pigs is rich with lessons for contemporary Christians. It calls us to recognize Jesus' unparalleled authority over all forces of darkness and to trust in his power to liberate us from sin and spiritual oppression. It challenges us to examine our own priorities and to place spiritual well-being above material concerns. Firstly, this narrative is a call to faith. Just as the demons recognized Jesus' authority, we are called to acknowledge him as the Son of God, the Savior who has the power to transform our lives. It is an invitation to place our trust in him, knowing that he can deliver us from the forces that seek to destroy us. Secondly, the reaction of the townspeople serves as a warning against misplaced priorities. In our pursuit of material success and comfort, we must not lose sight of what truly matters, our relationship with God and our spiritual health. Jesus' presence and his miraculous works should lead us to reevaluate our values and to seek first the kingdom of God. Lastly, the transformation of the demon-possessed men highlights the power of testimony. Jesus instructed the healed man to go back to his people and share what God had done for him. This call to testify to God's work in our lives remains relevant today. By sharing our experiences of Jesus' transformative power, we can inspire others to seek him and to experience his salvation. As we reflect on the story of Jesus casting the demons into the pigs, we are reminded of the profound authority of Jesus Christ over all spiritual forces. This authority is not just a historical fact, but a present reality. Jesus' power to liberate, heal, and transform remains active in the lives of believers today. By recognizing his authority and placing our faith in him, we can experience the same deliverance and transformation that the demon-possessed men experienced. The encounter with the demons and the pigs is a vivid illustration of the spiritual warfare that Jesus engaged in during his earthly ministry. This warfare was not merely a battle against physical ailments, but a deeper struggle against the forces of darkness that sought to enslave humanity. Jesus' exorcisms were direct confrontations with these forces, demonstrating his power to overthrow them and to bring freedom to those who were oppressed. Demonic oppression, as depicted in the story, is a state of profound torment and bondage. The possessed men were isolated, violent, and beyond human help. Their condition symbolizes the devastating impact of sin and evil on human lives. By casting out the demons, Jesus was not only addressing a physical condition, but was also breaking the spiritual chains that bound these men. The exorcism of the demons into the pigs is significant for several reasons. It showcases Jesus' authority over the spiritual realm, highlights the destructive nature of demonic forces, and serves as a powerful testimony to the liberating power of Christ. The dramatic destruction of the pigs also serves as a visual representation of the ultimate fate of evil. It is destined for destruction. The story of the demons and the pigs carries profound theological implications. It reveals important truths about the nature of evil, the authority of Jesus, and the coming of the kingdom of God. These theological insights are crucial for understanding the broader narrative of the Gospels and the mission of Jesus. Evil, as depicted in the story, is not just a passive force, but an active and destructive presence. The demons' torment of the possessed men and their subsequent destruction of the pigs illustrate the harmful and chaotic nature of evil. This depiction serves as a stark reminder of the reality of spiritual warfare and the need for divine intervention to overcome it. The story underscores Jesus' absolute authority over all spiritual forces. His command to the demons, his granting of their request, and the subsequent events all highlight his sovereignty. This authority is a central theme in the Gospels, affirming Jesus' identity as the Son of God and the promised Messiah. The exorcism is also a sign of the coming kingdom of God. Jesus' miracles and exorcisms were not isolated events, but were signs pointing to the larger reality of God's kingdom breaking into the world. These acts of liberation and healing were foretastes of the restored creation that Jesus was inaugurating through his ministry. The mission of Jesus, as illustrated in the story of the demons and the pigs, is multifaceted. It encompasses the liberation of the oppressed, the defeat of evil, and the proclamation of the kingdom of God. This mission is both redemptive and transformative, aiming to restore humanity to its intended state of communion with God. Jesus' encounter with the demon-possessed men highlights his commitment to liberating the oppressed. These men who were beyond human help found freedom and restoration through Jesus' intervention. This act of liberation is a powerful reminder of Jesus' compassion and his desire to bring freedom to all who are bound by sin and evil. The exorcism also signifies the defeat of evil. By casting out the demons and destroying the pigs, Jesus was demonstrating his victory over the forces of darkness. This victory is a foretaste of the ultimate defeat of evil that would be accomplished through his death and resurrection. The story also serves as a proclamation of the kingdom of God. Jesus' miracles and exorcisms were signs that the kingdom was breaking into the world. These acts of liberation and healing were demonstrations of the new reality that Jesus was inaugurating, a reality where God's rule and reign would bring restoration and peace. The story of Jesus casting the demons into the pigs is not just a historical account, but has contemporary relevance for believers today. It challenges us to recognize Jesus' authority, to prioritize our spiritual well-being, and to actively engage in the mission of proclaiming the kingdom of God. As believers, we are called to recognize Jesus' supreme authority over all aspects of our lives. This recognition involves trusting in his power to deliver us from sin and evil and submitting to his lordship in every area of our lives. The reaction of the townspeople serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of prioritizing material wealth over spiritual well-being. As followers of Christ, we are called to seek first the kingdom of God and to value our relationship with him above all else. Lastly, the story challenges us to engage in the mission of proclaiming the kingdom of God. Just as the healed man was instructed to share his testimony, we are called to share the transformative power of Christ with others. This mission involves both words and actions, demonstrating the love and power of Jesus to a world in need. The account of why the demons asked Jesus for the pigs is a profound narrative that reveals Jesus' authority, the nature of spiritual warfare, and the transformative power of his ministry. It challenges us to recognize the supremacy of Jesus in our lives, to prioritize our spiritual well-being, and to engage in the mission of proclaiming the kingdom of God. As we reflect on this story, may we be reminded of the boundless grace and authority of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to liberate us from sin and to lead us into the eternal kingdom of heaven.